Let me see if I can find this.
It is time to cast off words of darkness.
Yes, yes, yes. It is time once again for It Is Time. It's always time. The light is on. It's green. It's time to go. It's time to rise up. Hey, my name's Ed Gutfeld. Glad that you're with us today in this podcast, this daily broadcast of a timely message in the times of the Gentiles for the times and seasons of our life. It happens to be the right kind of message because it happens to be about good news. And we certainly need good news in this day and hour. If you're looking at the stock market or you're looking at some of the world news to find your good news, you're not going to find very much. But if you turn to the greatest news, the greatest story that's ever been told, and you find your place there, you're going to find that there is a plethora, if you will, of great good news and things to look at that can turn your day around. We have a powerful program here today, and we have a theme that I don't really try to have a theme, it just sort of happens. But we're going to talk about the resurrection of Jesus, and it's probably the greatest topic that's ever been talked about on planet Earth since the year since Jesus was born. No one has ever risen from the dead like Jesus has. All the graves are still full. You can't even find Jesus' grave. They even argue about that location. But even if it was only one location and that was it, he's not there. He can't be found. And if he is not risen, then our faith is in vain. The scripture said that if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. If Christ is not risen, then our preaching is in vain. Your faith is in vain. No sense in going to church. No sense doing anything. Because God didn't keep his word, but thank God he did. So we get on the white horse, glory to God, with a white hat of peace and preach the gospel of peace. And we're galloping in the frontiers of people's hearts and minds and telling them, look unto Jesus and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. And you will find that there is a powerful, powerful power behind that resurrection. And that's what it's all about, is the power that is behind the resurrection. When Jesus looks at us with his eyes of love, there's power to lift us out of our sin, lift us out of our troubles, lift us out of our shame. We're going to start off with a song. We've got a collection of songs, some old, some new, some traditional, and some not so traditional. And these songs all have one thing in common, and that is the fact that Jesus is risen from the dead. And some of them just tell the story in a very powerful way. I love the way God uses people to use their musical talents to bring forth the truth. And all the songs we play on this program are message driven. And so you can follow along with it and listen to the words, because the words is what it's all about. The words is what is proclaiming the message. And there is a powerful message in the song by Matt Maher, and it's a song called Christ Is Risen. And I want you to listen to this and grab a hold of it. Don't remain in sin and shame. If there's any shame in your life at all, we're here to lift you out of that. Any sin, we're here to lift you out, because the message of resurrection is what lifts us out. You will listen. Matt Maher.
Our eyes upon the cross and run to him who showed great love and bled for us. Freely you bled for us. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with him again. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with him again. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Oh, death, where is your sting?
The scripture says that even as Jesus is raised up from the dead, even so we should walk in newness of life. Let's rise up right now. What good news, what great news, what powerful news that Jesus has risen from the dead. You know, when they did a mighty miracle and Peter had at the gate called Beautiful, this man was crippled and he said, I don't have silver and gold, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And they were calling him to question and saying, hey, you know, how did you do this? And what did you do? And Peter saw it. And some of the people said, man, he's got so much power. And Peter's so holy. And Peter's so wonderful. And they began to look at Peter. And he said, hey, why do you marvel at this? Or why do you look so earnestly on us as though we by our own power or holiness had made this man to walk? Peter said, you know, I'm just a fisherman. And in fact, if you want to know the whole story, I failed God a lot. Even when I tried to walk with him, I failed him a lot. But he said this, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and Jacob, the God and God of our fathers hath glorified his son, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desired to murder to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And he says this in verse 16, and his name, this is Acts chapter 3, his name through faith in his name hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which is by him hath given this perfect soundness to the present in the presence of you all. God is not a dead God, he's alive. Yeah, Jesus is not a dead Jesus, he's alive Jesus. He's alive. His name, through faith in his name. When you believe on the name, you're believing on someone who's raised from the dead. That's why you don't have to go hug a tree or put, you know, get some kind of crystal you know, you don't have to look up your fortune in a tarot card, and you don't have to, you know, do all kinds of incantations, and you don't have to fast and pray so God can hear you. No, these are craziness. This is craziness. This is man's way of reaching God. God came and reached us in his name, through faith in his name. It's belief. We need to believe on him who is risen from the dead. The Bible said, if you shall call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. That name is powerful. It's the most powerful name on your block, in their neighborhood, and in this earth. Glory to God, in this universe. That name is powerful. So God wants us to call upon that name. He said, if you shall confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Why? Because he's not dead anymore. And believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead. Why? Because he's not there anymore. You shall be saved. He said, unto you first, God, having raised up his son, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from your iniquities. That's what happens when we see Jesus. We just want to turn away from iniquity. We just say, no, Lord, I don't want that old life anymore. I don't want that iniquity. I don't need those other words I used to use all the time. I don't need those other tricks and manipulations of my heart to try to get people to do what I want them to do, to try to get things to come to me in my favor. Lord, all that stuff just vanishes away. Because why? I see that you are risen from the dead and you are Lord. And I want to turn my life over to you. Hallelujah. The Newsboys wrote a song, In Christ Alone. Very powerful song. And it talks about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord as well. This is the Newsboys and a song called In Christ Alone. Let it minister to you in power and might.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest droughts and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness. Bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, we
powerful message of God's mercy and God's grace, His love, His forgiveness. That's what we have. We have in Christ. We have such a beautiful hope, such a beautiful peace in Christ alone. It all is there. You know, when people labor under sin and under the bondage of darkness and under the things, the schemes and plots of the evil one, you know, the enemy of our soul uses shame. Shame can be a good thing. It wakes us up. But shame could also be a tool of the evil one to steal away our heart and keep us from our Savior. And so when the Lord comes in, He takes away the sin and the shame. He takes away the remembrance of anything. And that's what the resurrection of the Lord does. He not only shed His blood and paid the price for that sin, but He is also risen from the dead to enforce what He did. And He enforces it by telling us, hey, I do not have a message of condemnation for you. 2 Corinthians says, we have not been given the word of condemnation. We've been given a ministry of reconciliation. And our message is to say, hey, be reconciled to God. Come back to God. The price has been paid. The door is open. The way is made. And there are a lot of false messages in this world that say, come here, come here. It's like going to a fair or some kind of, like a fair. And you got all these booths and all these places, and people are barking, you know, come here, come here, come here, spend your money here, spend your money there, spend your time here, spend your time there. And then there's, in the middle of this whole thing, there's the cross. And all it does is say, hey, I died for you. I'm not here barking at you. I'm not here yelling at you. I'm here showing you something. I show you that I died for you. And man, that'll help you. Oh, I'll tell you what, it'll take the burden right off your back. This is a powerful song by Ron Canole. And I love the full version of this. It's called Jesus is Alive. And Jesus really is alive. He is alive. And the fact that He has done something for us. Ron Canole tells the full story here, and only the way Ron Canole can sing it. So, join with me right now, and let's listen to the beginning of the narration and into the song, Jesus is Alive.
For all the earth had trembled, the sun had hid its face, and all the men that walked with Him had turned and run away. Crucified our Savior and laid Him in a tomb. The life that once brought love and hope slipped away that afternoon. Satan gleamed with pleasure that day at Calvary. For he thought he had won a mighty victory. And like him, all of the demons of hell began to cheer. But little did they know that the end was drawing. He broke the curse of sin and death, and He rose up from the dead. Now we have a new beginning in a kingdom that has no ending. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Jesus!
Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Yes, he is. Boy, you might as well get up and run around the building because it's true. Run around the park, raise a banner high in the air because he's alive, he's well. And somebody said, I wish I could believe that. Well, I'll tell you something. You know, if you just do something by faith, just lift your hands up and just say, God, I want to believe that. You know, there's some people that have said that to me. Say, I want to believe it. I don't believe it, but I want to believe it. Well, guess what? You can believe it. There's an attack on your soul, though. There's an enemy out there, and he thinks he's going to win. He can't win. The Bible says something very plain in Colossians chapter 2. It says that when Jesus was on that cross, he said that he blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. All of the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, all the laws we broke. No wonder there's somebody after your soul that doesn't want you to believe this. And so he doesn't want you to get off scot-free. He doesn't want you to enjoy liberty and enjoy freedom. He knows the handwriting of ordinances that was against you has been taken and out of the way and nailed to that cross. It was left on that cross. When Jesus rose from the dead, he has nothing bad to bring you. He has nothing bad to bring you. So I want you to just go ahead and do this. Just lift your hands up and say, Lord, I believe. I want to believe this resurrection power. Talk to me. Fill me with your power. Fill me with your spirit. I open the door. You're knocking and I'm opening that door and I'm letting you come in. Just come in, Lord. Convince my heart by your spirit that you're real, that you're true, that you're alive. Oh my goodness. That is so powerful. So powerful. And it doesn't fade out. You know, I've been walking with God 35 years. Man, that'll work. That'll preach, man. And there are people that have lived for God way longer than I have. And I love that. Don Francisco wrote a song years ago called He's Alive, and he wrote it from Peter's point of view. You know, Peter denied the Lord, and he had great shame in his heart. And Judas denied the Lord too, and Judas took his life, but Peter didn't. Peter knew something about Jesus. He knew he was loved by Jesus. And even though he denied the Lord, he still was in a position to be saved by the Lord because he didn't quit. And if you don't quit, you win. So let's not try to be perfect. Let's just not quit. Let's just keep our hands held tightly and firmly upon the hands of God, upon the hand of Jesus. And this song is very powerful. And it tells the story of the resurrection from Jesus's point of view. And we're going to pray right after this, a very powerful prayer. Okay. So you follow along and listen to the words of this song. He's Alive, Don Francisco.
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, but just what, I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him. Inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. But suddenly filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Yeah, that's Don Francisco. He is alive. Yeah, Don Francisco is alive. You know, Don Francisco is alive, but Jesus is alive. That's what we're talking about. Jesus is alive. Boy, you know, that you can't get more excited than that. You got to watch your levels on there. That song just gets powerful at the end. Why? It causes the heart to just rejoice. Every high note, every strong note that's ever been played was intended to be played to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what causes the heart to find its home. It causes shame to bow because there's been something done about it. You don't have to hang your head. The Bible said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. Who is the King of glory but the Lord strong and mighty? That's his name. So I want us to do something here. If you stuck with us this far, God bless you. You're still here, and we're about halfway through. But I want to take all that sin, all that junk, all that rebellion, all the defiance, all the questioning, all the junk, and let's just throw it down at the foot of the cross. Jesus said, cast your care upon me, for I care for you. Every weight, every anxiety, no matter what it is, it could be financial, your children, your job, your future, your health, whatever it is, let's just cast it on the Lord right now. Maybe you have a lot of questions, a lot of doubt, and just say, Lord, I'm going to take all that doubt and just throw it on you. And I'm just going to go ahead and trust you right now. And you know what I did? I called up a dump truck. That's right. I called up a dump truck, and they're going to come in here and take all this. Philippians says, cast your care upon the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:6, cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. So we're going to do that right now. In fact, I want to read that scripture to you. I want to make sure that you just get this in your heart. 1 Peter 5:6, I believe it is. It says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. See, he cares for us. So he wants to take all of our burdens. He wants to take all of those things. Why? He's risen from the dead. He's the risen Lord. He cares for your soul. He watches over your soul as a faithful creator. So he said, this is how you humble yourself. You cast your cares on the Lord. So let's do it right now. Let's got that dump truck. Let's just, Father, right now, let's just put them all down there. Just put them all. Say, Lord, I cast my care of doubt. I cast my care of my children. I cast my care of my future, my health, my family. I cast my care of my own unworthiness. I cast my care of all these things upon you because you care for me. You got that? We got them all done? All of those things have been cast on the Lord. All those things have been cast on him, and he can take those things away. All right? They're all there, piled up. Everybody, collectively, come on. It's a big garbage truck on its way. Just throw it all in there. Don't hold anything back because God can handle it. That's right. He can handle whatever it is that bothers us. He can handle whatever it is that causes us shame. Okay, here comes that dump truck. We're just going to go ahead and tell him to back up right over here. He's just driving around. Every single one of those cares, every one of those weights, every one of those anxieties, it's not ours. He's backing up right now. Thank you, Lord. All the garbage. There it is, and picking it up. And they're going to drive this thing away into the sea of forgetfulness. There it goes, driving off. Say goodbye to that care. Goodbye to that weight. Goodbye to that anxiety. Those are now on Jesus. He's the great burden bearer. Isn't that right? He's the mighty burden bearer. Thank God we have someone who can bear our burdens for us. Oh my goodness. Jesus is Lord. Did you know that? He's Lord of everything and everything we are involved with. Thank God for that. The greatest news you'll ever tell somebody is that Jesus, our Lord, he's alive and well. He's living on planet Earth through the presence of the Holy Spirit and every promise that lives in our heart. Let's rejoice. Those sins are gone, and Jesus is alive, and he's well. Come on, give God some praise. You're free. Amen.
Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Tell everyone you see, tell them for me. Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive. You tell them that his coming is nigh. They better get their houses in order, 'cause he's gonna split the eastern sky. Hey, get the message out to all the people. Tell them while there's time to tell.
and well. Tell everyone you see, tell them for me, Jesus is alive and well. He's sitting with his heavenly Father, interceding for you and for me. Tell everyone you see, tell them for me, Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive.
Thought we'd play these two back to back. This is Star of the Morning, Leon Petillo. Jesus is alive and well. We're telling the story of the resurrection and how God raised Jesus from the dead. And our faith rests in Him and not ourselves. Leon Petillo, Star of the Morning. That's Leon Petillo. Jesus is alive. He's well. Jesus is ruling and reigning on planet Earth through the people that have called upon Him through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's where our faith lies. That's where our hope lies. That's where we live and move and have our being. You can do that too. You can reach out in faith. You know, it's the most amazing thing that the original wireless is the Holy Spirit. And He doesn't need wires. He doesn't need a a network. He doesn't need anything. He's transmitting all the time in the realm of the spirit. We hear lies all the time. We hear voices crying out all kinds of deception, but the Holy Spirit is there to lead us, not to grandize ourselves, but to grandize the Lord Jesus Christ. He always leads us in paths of righteousness for his namesake, for Jesus' namesake. Yeah, that's exactly true. Something is happening on earth. People are being touched. People are being absolutely transformed. No, everything's not perfect all the time. No, everything's not. We have to live by faith. We have to trust God each day. But you know, the more you walk with him, the more you realize he's going to come through. He's going to be okay. But he gives us definite things to grab a hold of and believe, and signposts that are so true and so faithful along the way. One of the things that's happening right now, and I'm sure great things are happening in your life, but I'll tell you, this one thing is happening. It's called Edify Today. Team Edify is being lifted up in heralding the message of edification. I thought about this. You know, the word edify means to build up, to strengthen, to cause, to overcome. And I thought about it. When you plant a plant or a seed, and then you water it, first you have to prepare the soil. You have to get rid of all the weeds. And then you plant the soil, you do that well, and then you water it. And the next day you water it, and then next day you water it. And then it gets hot and you water it, and it gets hot and you water it, and you water it. And the next day you water it, and you water it. You know what you do? You end up watering that seed more than you do anything else with that seed. Well, that's like edifying people. People can go to college. They can get their degree. But, you know, once they get their degree, they're going to need a lot of edification. Because you got a degree doesn't mean you're going to succeed. You could join a team, and you made the team. Hooray, hooray, hooray. You're going to need a lot of edification. Come on, you need 100 attaboys. Why? Because there's always an attack after that seed. The birds are going to try to come after it. The seasons are going to try to come after it. All kinds of the worms and stuff are going to... You got to edify that seed with water. And that's what edification's all about. And that's what Team Edify is all about. And we want you to be a part of that team. And we want you to join up with us. And you can do that by going to edifytoday.com. And if you'll listen to this little spot and do what it says, you can join the team, be a part of something that's going on, because it's growing every day. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com.
The pages said meet you at the information counter. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
That's okay, that's okay. If we hurry, we can make it.
Well, yeah, you made it back in time. You're just in time. We can still be involved. And thank God for Team Edify. We thank you for logging on to edifytoday.com and being a part of the team. And we've had some wonderful results with that already, and it's growing. And, you know, you could use this at your office. You can put this wonderful, colorful Edify Today pin that we have, and you could pass them around the office And you could put it in your youth group. You can put it in your church group. You can put it in the office where you live, where you work. It doesn't even have to be a Christian's thing. It's just edify. And you're just saying, hey, let's edify one another. And people say, well, that's corny. That's silly. You know, that's ridiculous. But you know what? When the chips are down, people are looking for somebody that's going to edify them. Just determine you're going to be God's water boy. You know, I'm just going to water people. Like I said, with the seed, you know, you end up watering it more than you do anything else. And if you work with more than one person, you know, get a couple of pens, bring them to work and say, hey, I want to edify people. I just want to pass around the thought of edification. And you don't even have to wear it. You can put it on your desk or whatever, or just, you know, put it around your neck as a chain, you know, as a, like a, you know, you put a chain around it and wear it over your neck. But the thing is, we got to be hungry to share the word of edification. This is something God's placed on my heart, and I'm just excited about it. Want you to get excited about it too, because I believe it's a word in season for all of us, okay? All right. Hey, we've been talking about the resurrection of Jesus, and that is the message of the church. Boy, if Jesus is not risen, our faith is in vain. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians 15. Think about the opposite of it, though. If the Lord is risen, then our faith is active and alive. Why? There's someone standing behind every word I say. There's someone standing behind. If I say his words, if I say his covenant words, if I let my heart be overtaken by his love and his grace, and I receive his wisdom and his righteousness and his sanctification and his redemption, that's what he's made unto us, you see. 1 Corinthians 1:30 tells us that Jesus has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Hallelujah. You say, well, how does that work? Well, he's alive. He's risen. So you say, Lord, help me. Help me walk today. And you go to work and something bad happens. And the Lord says, hold your peace. Hold your peace. On the inside, you just know. Lord saying, hold your peace. Hold your peace. And you before might have said some dumb thing, but now you're holding your peace. And then something ends up happening. God's able to lead and guide us. He knows where the better job is. He knows where that raise is. He knows where that house is that you're looking for. But more importantly than that, he knows where the goodness and the mercy is. He knows where the forgiveness is. He knows he's the Lord of all these things. And so we just rest in the arms of the living God. And we know one thing above all other things, that our Redeemer lives. Our Redeemer is alive. Why? He's risen from the dead. He's Lord. And he lives. And he's here to back up the New Testament. Yeah, this is Hillsong. My Redeemer lives. He rescued my soul. He saved me. And now he leads me and guides me. I'm Yes, he does. He lives. He lives. He lives. He lives. He's alive. Glory to God. He's alive in our hearts and in our minds. He's alive in his word. He's alive in his promises. He's alive. Oh my goodness. There's so many different ways to say it. There's so many different ways to tell it. There's so many different ways to announce it to the world and to get people's attention. And that's all we're doing, is we're getting people's attention. And we're saying, hey, listen, this is the eternal truth that will never fade away. That will absolutely never fade away. Father, thank you so much for those that have listened to this broadcast and been here with us throughout this time. I thank you for the resurrection of Jesus. It's not an old fable. It's not a storybook. It's something out of the pages of history. It's something out of the heart of the Heavenly Father, who said, light be, and light was. Who said that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank you for the eternalness of your word, the eternalness of your spirit. And I thank you, Lord, that Jesus truly is alive. He's alive. We need to hear it one more time. He's alive. Come on. Sing it out loud. Hallelujah. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. That's our message to the world. He is alive. That's what we tell everybody. Isn't that deep? Isn't that so deep? You know, prayer is just a matter of including the living God into what you're asking for. Prayer is a matter of including the living God through the name of Jesus into your situation, because he's alive. He is alive and he is doing well, and he's our King. And so therefore, we get to go tell it. We have the wonderful, wonderful opportunity to go tell it that Jesus is Lord. Yeah.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Because he's alive.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Come on, all of us, we got to do it.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Bop, bop, bop.
Come on, go
tell it on the mountain, yeah, that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yeah, let's tell it. Let's tell it on the mountain. Let's tell it everywhere we go. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity to serve you, to be involved with you. Thank you so much for these friends, to be a part of this broadcast, a part of this podcast. I thank you for people like Greg Amon, who helped me so much, and Alan Gutfeld with a lot of the production work. Lord, we're so thankful for all the people that you give to us, that you put in our lives, God. What a privilege it is For my wife, Sherry, she's just awesome. Stands by me, and she preaches so well and does a marvelous job in all that she does. And I just thank God for her support and for all our prayer warriors, all our partners, all the people that contribute financially. Thank you so much. There's so much more to be done, and we're going to do it together because time is running out. There's a time when the Bible said the night comes when no man can work. But thank God we have the resurrection life of the Lord with us until that time comes. Hey, do what God says do. Just be obedient. It's time to keep shouting the victory. This is a program called It Is Time. And even when we go off the air, it's still time. Time is still going. Tell somebody. You got to keep telling it that it's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Okay? Until next time, don't put anything off that God has you to do. Just get involved with it and just say, it is time.